You're listening to an African Elements top news story for May 25, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why unmoderated online extremism fuels real-world hate? A national racial justice briefing released on May 25, 2026, has sounded a critical alarm regarding a dangerous trend. This report warns that unmoderated online spaces are actively driving real-world terror against Black communities. Far-right actors have transformed digital platforms into tools for physical intimidation, threatening lives and livelihoods. While modern headlines speak of algorithms and policy shifts, the root of this crisis is deeply historical. Understanding the path to this moment requires looking backward. The current wave of violence is the latest chapter in a long history of backlash against Black progress. From historical slave patrols to modern internet message boards, the methods of white supremacy have evolved, but the core goals remain the same. Activists today argue that tech platforms must be held accountable for the physical harm they enable. The origins of organized racial surveillance in America began during the colonial era. In 1704, the colony of Carolina established the first slave patrols to monitor and control the movements of enslaved Black people. This early form of policing relied on physical violence to enforce racial hierarchies. Following the Civil War, the federal government initiated Reconstruction. This era granted African Americans legal rights and political power. However, this period of progress faced immediate, violent resistance. The Ku Klux Klan was founded in 1865 to dismantle Reconstruction and suppress Black freedom through terror. This historical pattern of violent backlash continues in the digital age. In the early 20th century, intellectual frameworks emerged to justify this violence.
Madison Grant published The Passing of the Great Race in 1916, popularizing the pseudoscientific Great Replacement Theory. Decades later, white supremacists moved these ideas to the internet. Former Klan leader Don Black launched Stormfront in 1995, creating the first major digital hub for hate. This early digital migration laid the foundation for the modern alt-right. Extremists now utilize memes on modern sites to pull young people into radical networks. Today, extremist recruitment has moved from physical meeting rooms to highly accessible digital spaces. Anonymous image board websites like 4chan and 8kun have become central hubs for radicalization. These platforms operate without basic content moderation, allowing users to remain completely anonymous. This lack of accountability creates a toxic environment. Many users utilize these anonymous boards to coordinate online harassment campaigns. These coordinated attacks target high-profile minority individuals to discourage their participation in public discourse. Consequently, these digital platforms act as modern tools of voter suppression and racial harassment. Extremists utilize highly coordinated digital tactics to terrorize and silence communities of color.
Among the most dangerous methods are doxing and swatting.
Doxing involves the malicious publication of private information, such as home addresses, to invite harassment. Swatting is the act of making a fraudulent emergency call to send heavily armed police teams to a victim's home. In addition to psychological stress, doxing and swatting can result in fatal encounters with law enforcement. These actions represent a deliberate weaponization of state power against marginalized communities. Such harassment acts as a modern tool of suppression, aiming to stifle anti-Black politics and civil rights advocacy. The digital spread of hate directly translates into deadly violence on American streets.
Modern mass shooters often leave behind digital trails that cite white supremacist propaganda. For example, the perpetrators of the 2022 Buffalo supermarket shooting and the 2023 Jacksonville attack acted on racial hatred. The Buffalo shooter explicitly cited the Great Replacement Theory in his manifesto, proving how online radicalization drives lethal real-world behavior. This conspiracy theory claims that white populations are being systematically replaced by non-white populations. Furthermore, these acts of violence are supported by broader cultural ideologies.
One prominent framework is white Christian nationalism.
This ideology falsely claims the United States was founded exclusively as a white Christian nation. It merges religious identity with racial exclusion, often justifying the preservation of racial hierarchies. Adherents of this ideology frequently support authoritarian measures to protect their cultural dominance. These adherents view demographic changes as an existential threat. They are often willing to support violent means to preserve their political power. Consequently, these beliefs fuel political polarization and undermine democratic principles across the nation.
Civil rights organizations face threats from both extremist networks and formal state actors. In April 2026, the United States Department of Justice indicted the Southern Poverty Law Center. Civil rights advocates, including the NAACP, have strongly condemned this action. They view the indictment as a strategic weaponization of the law designed to silence organizations that monitor hate groups. This legal attack on monitors of extremism reduces the resources available to protect marginalized populations. By targeting organizations that track white supremacy, the state indirectly allows extremist groups to operate with less scrutiny. This development has alarmed civil rights leaders nationwide. At the same time, federal actions have normalized extremist violence. The pardoning of January 6th insurrectionists has sent a dangerous message to domestic extremist networks. In mid-2026, the dismissal of seditious conspiracy convictions for members of the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers further eroded trust in the legal system. Activists argue these legal shifts give a virtual green light to paramilitary groups. United Nations experts issued an early warning in May 2026, stating that far-right extremism is increasingly woven into the fabric of American political governance. This state-level normalization makes it harder to organize for civil rights movements today. Statistical data reveals the massive scale of modern racial violence. According to FBI data, reported hate crimes reached record highs in 2021. In 2023, the FBI documented 11,862 hate crime incidents, which was a 2% increase from the previous year. Black Americans remain the primary target of these attacks, accounting for over 51% of all race-based hate crimes in 2023. This persistent targeting illustrates how anti-Black racism remains the bedrock of domestic extremist violence. These figures highlight a systemic crisis that requires immediate federal intervention. The rising trajectory of these crimes corresponds directly with the proliferation of unmoderated spaces online. Additionally, the number of organized hate groups has expanded dramatically. The Southern Poverty Law Center identified more than 1,200 active hate groups in 2024, representing the highest level seen since the civil rights movement. This expansion is supported by digital platforms. Followers of neo-Nazi and white nationalist accounts grew by 600% between 2012 and the mid-2020s. This rapid growth represents a digital historical echo of early 20th century supremacist organizing. When digital engagement rises, physical violence invariably follows. This direct correlation demonstrates that online radicalization is not a victimless phenomenon. The rapid rise of online hate is not accidental but structural. Social media recommendation engines are built to maximize user engagement. Consequently, they often push users toward increasingly extreme content. Artificial intelligence systems struggle to detect coded hate speech and racial dog whistles, allowing extremist content to spread freely. A 2026 UN Women report revealed that 40% of online violence targets people based on race or LGBTQ+ identity, often exacerbated by algorithmic bias. These algorithms are trained on biased datasets, reinforcing historical prejudices. As a result, automated moderation systems often flag Black creators while ignoring actual hate speech from white supremacists. This digital amplification is protected by outdated legal frameworks. Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act provides social media platforms with immunity from liability for user-generated content. This law shields companies from lawsuits, reducing their incentive to moderate hate speech or prevent radicalization. Consequently, tech corporations profit from toxic engagement, while Black communities bear the physical consequences of real-world violence. This ongoing economic exploitation mirrors past labor struggles, where Black bodies were exploited for corporate gain. Tech lobbies actively fight attempts to reform Section 230. This corporate resistance ensures that profits remain protected, while communities of color continue to experience physical danger. In response to these compounding threats, civil rights groups are organizing new strategies of resistance. Organizations are calling for federal regulatory reforms to hold social media platforms accountable for algorithmic bias.
By demanding modifications to Section 230, activists hope to force tech companies to dismantle digital pipelines of hate.
These structural changes are necessary to secure safety in digital and physical spaces alike. Additionally, digital literacy programs are being developed to help community members recognize online radicalization tactics before they lead to violence. Furthermore, fighting systemic racism requires addressing both online violence and deep-seated historical inequities. Grassroots organizations continue to lobby for structural policy changes. For example, the work of the Reparations Task Force highlights the need to repair long-term economic and social damage caused by white supremacy. Combating digital fascism is not merely about deleting harmful posts. It requires dismantling the centuries-old systems of oppression that allow modern hate to flourish. True justice demands both accountability for online platforms and tangible systemic repair for affected communities. Copyright, African Elements.